Good morning, everybody. Hi, guys. Welcome to another episode of Timmy Preaches. And of course, this is another story time. Now, I feel like I'm inspired about bees because this is another bee story, but this has happened to do with me. You know, when we're little, yeah, I used to question my relationship with my sister, to be honest, because something she did baffled me. And anyways, let me continue. You will genuinely see where I'm coming from, and you will pray for me at the same time. Okay, so my sister, there's this tree we liked climbing when we're little, because I don't know, well, we just like climbing trees. So we used to go to the back, we used to climb it. This one special day, my sister goes, let's go climb the tree. And of course, as the older sister, you know, good role model, better example, I told her, you really want us to climb a tree? Let's go. And we went to climb the tree. I was obviously, as the head of the house, I was taking the lead in the tree climbing. So that, you know, every branch I step on, if I fall, she does not fall instead. But you see what happened? Could be avoided. And let me tell you why it could be avoided. Because you know how people can jump down, you can jump up, you can fly, or you can start singing, you can scream. There were so many ways to go about this situation. I swear, like, remembering it gives me serious PTSD. I feel so hurt. But it's fine. Let's go on. So we're climbing the tree, yeah. It was fun. It's not a really big tree, yeah, but it's a nice tree. We're climbing, and then my sister goes, oh my goodness, that's a beehive. And I'm like, where? Now, normally people say, it's over there, or is there? Is this there? Is there behind you, in front of you? This little person, my little baby, my cutie, the only younger sister that God gave me, no other fucking option, pushed my head to where the bee was. That's how my head opened the beehive now, because it's like, you know how sometimes, yeah, it's not like they make a really big beehive. It's like so little knobs beside the tree. I don't know how to explain it. So my sister pushed my head there, and it quite scattered. It scattered very well. Now, normally, these bees will say they forgive me because I did apologize. I was like, oh, I'm sorry, but I guess I didn't speak their language enough. I should have dropped dollars, but me, if I didn't have dollars, imagine bees not taking dollars. Everybody would take dollars. Dollars is looking. Dollars looks beautiful for everybody. Bee, dog, cat, sheep, ram. It's just very important for human beings. So my sister and I jumped down, which we could have done earlier. Fucking earlier. Oh my Jesus. I feel like whipping that girl remembering this story. We could have done it earlier. Okay, I don't know if that was a joke or bees don't really sting, that is a myth. But baby. Okay, so we started running. And these bees, of course, they were chasing us. We ran to the boys' quarters because that was the closest place. Running any other place was going to be farther. So we ran to the boys' quarters. We shouted, I had to go. And unfortunately, a bee had stung my lip already. So, you know, obviously, yeah, in a beehive, there'll be some that are outside already. So I feel like that was what that stung my lip. But unfortunate incident, anyway. So it stung my lip and I was in pain. Like, I didn't even realize it, yeah, until I thought I'd escaped the bees. And I saw one little thing laughing at me. I was like, what's funny? I was asking her because I was actually very curious because I was making this girl laugh. Do you get? My sister goes, check your lip out. I'm like, oh, Jesus. So I go to check it out. And I said the same thing. Oh, Jesus. You know when you feel like carrying boiling ring to whip somebody's 9 months? That's how I felt. But anyways, I went to the hospital. Let me bust your brain. While I was waiting to see a doctor, my lip went... Sorry. While I was waiting to see a doctor, my lip went down. Genuinely, I think they just gave me like some... I don't know. I was a little... But they gave me medication. I think just in case the bee is infected. I don't know. I'm just saying. It doesn't make sense, but I'm just saying. But anyway, it was a hilarious story to tell. And to this day, I question my sisterhood with my sister. How do you push your sister into a beehive just to let her know where the bees are? Ask, where are they? You know, take me to see them. It's crazy. But we live to learn and we learn to live. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed the story of how my fucking lip swole up. But yeah, thank you guys for listening. Hopefully, you come back again for the next episode. Thanks, guys.